Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Live and Local. We've got a real treat here in the studio tonight. Based right here in Charlottesville, formed in 1988 with a range of thrash, progressive, and symphonic metal, Age of Fire. Thank you guys so much for coming on out.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So I'm really excited to hear some tunes, but before we get into it, you guys wouldn't mind just going around, introducing yourself, and letting us know what you play.
Hi, I am Greg. I do vocals and guitar.
I'm Bill. I play drums.
I'm Rick. I play bass, guitar, drums, keyboards.
And spoons.
Got to get that one in there. So I really appreciate that you guys could bring your equipment out tonight and are kind enough to play some music for us. You were saying that Congenial Crime had mentioned the show?
Yeah, that's how we found about this. This is great. But we recently did a show with them. Yeah, we're buddies of ours. We've known them for years. I mean, they're, you know, great, great band.
Good music, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
So good. Well, you guys did some good music recently. Put out a record last year back in September. I think that was September 13th. It was From the Forge.
Yep. Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Good day.
It's a good day. It worked for Black Sabbath, so their first album came out on Friday the 13th. So we thought we would, you know.
Keep the trend going.
That's right.
Well, why don't you tell me about that recording process a little bit for the record, if that's all right?
Sure. We did the majority of the recording out in Red Amp in Richmond, and we really wanted to take our time, savor it. It took us probably 10 months or so to do the whole thing. Loved the studio, loved the whole process. I mean, I think we really like the studio. And it's got, I think, really probably our best production to date, as well as song structures, I'm right. I mean, every band's like, you know, our new thing is the greatest thing, right? So,
nice. Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not super familiar with Red Amp, based out of Richmond. Have they been around for a while?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It has a great studio. Has a variety of rooms. Also has one of those like 360 new rooms that they do, which is, I forget, was like a 24-point, you know, surround sound speakers. It's very cool.
Oh, like Dolby Atmos kind of style stuff.
Exactly.
That stuff gets real wild.
Yeah.
Well, during the recording, was there a song that each of you liked recording most, or that you kind of liked that came out on the record? You went in, weren't really expecting one thing or another, but a certain song kind of stands out to you in particular?
I was very happy with Ghostly Tears. I think that's our favorite song we've done so far, just because the complexity of it, the dynamics, it just, I don't know, there's a lot of meat on the bones in that song, and I really enjoy playing it.
Yeah,
it's always fun to play it. It's moody, too.
Yeah,
it
hits a, you know, it's a, hits a good spectrum.
It hits a spot.
Yeah. And it's heavy, and there's some cool kind of arpeggio stuff.
The 6/8 section in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, it's got this kind of like fast gallopy bit in the middle, and which also there's still a melodic section as well. So it's, it's probably one of our favorite tunes to play, you know, for the new album.
Well, I'd say that's as good of a setup as any to maybe break that one out. Would you guys want to play it for us?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
All right, let's give it a listen right now. It's Ghostly Tears by Age of Fire on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Yes! Ah!
It's Age of Fire live in the Rocket Studio with Ghostly Tears. That is from their new record. And where can people listen to that record?
Everywhere. Planet Earth. Yeah, it's on all the streaming platforms, YouTube.
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Yeah, all the streaming things.
Bandcamp.
The interwebs. The interwebs. In general.
Yeah.
Well, one's got a really cool drum beat to it. That meat on the bone statement you had, I mean, that definitely holds true. It's got like that, I don't know how to explain it, but like the hi-hat leading into the first verse, kind of like grungy and driving, and then it goes back to like that really sick drum beat with some bass.
Yeah.
All about that.
All about
the bass. Had a lot of fun writing it.
Yeah, we have a sick drummer.
Thanks.
That's some skill. I'm excited to see what else you're going to be doing while we've got you here tonight. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
But with that said, before we break out another one from your most recent record, figured I would go ahead and ask you. There's some footage on your Instagram page, which is the style in it, real good. Totally 80s, where playing at the Plus 5 Lounge in South Ooh. Florida in 1989. You want to tell me about those early days and something you did then that you wouldn't be caught dead doing now?
There's definitely some VHS tapes I'm hoping are destroyed. Yeah, so that was. This is Greg. This is before I met these other gentlemen. So I lived in South Florida, and wow, that was that place. Plus 5 Lounge used to be a great place for live bands. It was in Davie, Florida. We had, I mean, a lot of nights, a lot of fun there. So what I'm supposed to tell you is a story that I wish wouldn't have happened.
Or, you know, in your youth, something you may have done then that you wouldn't do if you were on the road now, perhaps.
Oh, my God. Is this a family show? I don't.
This guy having stories.
Yeah, I do. Most of them aren't for the public. It was rock and roll and heavy metal in the 80s in South Florida. I mean, you know, you kind of connect the dots. I mean, we had a lot of great tunes, a lot of great bands, amazing scene. Like as a teenager growing up between West Palm and Miami, there was a lot of fun.
The time and place for everything, and that was it.
It was a very enlightening childhood. I mean, I started playing clubs with the band when I was in middle school at 14, and so starting to get the hang of it. It's amazing. I mean, it was when I look back, I was like, wow. Wow, yeah, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And sometimes I forget. There's some moments that I don't quite remember so well. but no, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And obviously, a very supportive scene with radio, with magazines, periodicals. I mean, again, it was the 80s. I mean, it was, you know, when metal was king, you know, it was everywhere. So, I can't really think of one story, but... Yeah, I'd probably get myself in trouble. But yeah, it was great stuff. Great stuff.
we'll tell folks to find you after the show.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Right. One story per beer. That's it. Meet me after the show.
You just stand up when we get done playing in between sets. So,
do I have to buy a second ticket, or is that included with the you know,
how are you gonna work
actual
that out?
Entry fee?
Yeah, no, that's all part of the entry fee for
part
sure.
Part of the package.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, comedy aside, kind of circling back to the From the Forge record you put out, is there another one y'all might want to play off the record?
Yeah, there's two instrumentals on the album. We're going to do one of them called Sons of Bannockburn. It's an instrumental based on the Battle of Independence for Scotland, back with Robert the Bruce.
That's a nice topic.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear it.
So it's also another one of our, it's a 6/8 tune, so it's got that kind of Celtic Gaelic jig kind of swing to it. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's in rondo form, right?
And it's in a rondo form for the music nerds out there. Yeah. which we are, we're all music nerds.
Without further ado, Age of Fire with Sons of Bannockburn here at Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. We'll be right back. Sage of Fire, live in the Rocket Studio with Sons of Bannockburn. That is off their most recent record, From the Forge. And we will have more Age of Fire in just a little bit.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your old music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, in Carytown, Richmond, and at plan9music.com, where you'll always find current release info and reviews.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3 today is coming from Holly's Diner in Belmont. At Holly's, you'll find farm-to-table Southern fare, craft cocktails, and regular live music. Holly's is open Wednesday through Saturdays from 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. at 1221 East Market Street. Here's what's happening this week at Holly's.
This Friday, Ian Gilliam and the Fire Kings. And Saturday, it's the Goth Takeover. Every Wednesday at Holly's, it's open mic night. And Thursdays, it's the Gamers Guild.
That's Holly's Diner. More is at Facebook.com/Holly's Diner Seville.
You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, hanging in the Rocket Studio with Greg, Rick, and Bill of Age of Fire. And thank you guys again for coming on out and lugging all that heavy equipment in here. I know that's never fun.
It was already in the van.
It's true. we've had a busy weekend. Yeah, tools of the trade. There definitely been some times where I'm like, man, I should have played the piccolo. You know, but you get used to it.
Well, before the break, we were talking about some tracks you had from the new record. Any other songs that you might want to play, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. So we could do a tune called, it actually was the first single we released off the album, called Amongst the Shadows. It's a total thrasher. It goes back to the old thrash days. So it's a good thing. It's things that go bump in the night, things that feed fears and phobias, all that good stuff.
All right. Yeah. If you're willing to.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's check it out. Age of Fire with Amongst the Shadows here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Shadow. face. They're under your bed. The monster shadows howl.
Sage of Fire here in the Rock Hit Studio live with Amongst the Shadows. Very heavy stuff right there. Makes me want to get in the pit, but I don't think my health insurance will cover that at this age.
Well, you never know.
I don't want to file that claim, but I enjoyed it.
It all depends on how you code it, you know?
And if I'm not mistaken, I think that one might have been a single back in May last year, right? Leading up to the album?
Yeah, good call. Yeah, that was kind of the first taste of people like, this is what we've been doing. I know we've been saying we're working. We really have. But that was, the first single off the album.
For that process, well, I guess just the writing process in general, do you try to do instrumentation first, vocals first? But that age-old question.
Yeah.
I do your drums first. Drums and bass.
Well, to record it, yeah. But you mean in the actual writing process? It's usually the riff that kind of sparks everything. But every song is a little different. I've been trying to do some things either lyrically or conceptually first. I try to get out of my comfort zone. Like Ghostly Tears was a tune that I had the concept first, and I was trying to work on the music that would kind of complement that and try to think of things that would work melodically and just lyrically. I mean, I sit there with my phone and I'll type, wherever I have a chance, and I'll just put in certain lines or lyrics that might pop in my head and things like that. So, but yeah, each song is a little different, which makes them all special.
Well, with that writing styles, is there another one that you might want to play for us?
So actually, we got two other tunes we're going to do for you tonight. Both are not on the new album. We're going to do a tune. This was actually originally recorded back in 2019. I had a couple other people in the band, but this is something we're trying to bring up because sadly enough, when the album came out, it came out the third week of February of 2020. So the album came out and then everything shut down. So this is a tune based on, and actually it's funny, I wrote the lyrics to this. You asked what comes first. I had the riff, which I loved, and it uses kind of like a Persian scale to it, and I wanted to do something kind of exotically. It's based on, I'm a huge Robert E. Howard Conan fan, Conan the Barbarian. I wrote these lyrics while I was walking on the beach in Lahaina in Maui. So I was, complete other world of what came out and what you kind of hear lyrically on the album. We've just brought this out and started putting it in our set. So we love the tune. It's a lot of fun to play.
And which tune is it?
This is a tune called King of Aquilonia. So most people are familiar with the Conan the Barbarian stuff, but if you're familiar with his story arc, he does ultimately become king of a province there. So this is him coming into his own.
Little lesson for us on Conan and
that's right.
Some great more great music with Age of Fire. It's King of Aquilonia here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Run for adventure, I do.
for him to take his queen. He is the one who was born to be the king. Babylonia, he's the king. Babylonia,
Stage of Fire with King of Aquilonia here on Rock Hits 92.3 for Live and Local. And if you're just joining us, I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Bill, Rick, and Greg of Age of Fire. You guys, thank you so much again for doing what needs to be done to keep local music in local music.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you.
It's a dirty job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but thank you to actually having this show to help promote the scene. I mean, that's hugely important, you know, because that's huge, you know, just to kind of get the word out, get the people aware of us and things like that. So, so thank you.
My pleasure. And that's a great segue because I have a question that I kind of want to pose for everybody. As someone who's been around Charlottesville for at least a couple of decades, kind of crazy to see how things change over the years. But it seems like regardless of how much things change, there's always some sort of place for local music or underground music to kind of have a home. Places like Tokyo Rose, the Dust Warehouse, Outback Lodge, Magnolia House, Anteroom, or the Main Street Annex, depending on when you played there, Visible Records or Chinchilla Cafe. What is your favorite venue to play in Charlottesville, whether it's here or it's long gone?
Holly's.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of tough. Yeah, we've played Holly's a few times, and actually that's the right now that's kind of fun. But no, Rick is kind of more of the Charlottesville historian and guru. He's hit more of some of those venues than we have.
Trax.
Oh, a classic answer. I can't say that I was around for Trax.
The Anteroom was really nice.
Yeah, I saw a couple good shows at the Anteroom. It's too bad that place couldn't stick around.
The Outback was like the best room in town.
Yeah, I remember playing the
at
Outback.
At one point.
That was a lot of fun to play, and always packed was the Outback. I mean, it was great.
Lots of good shows.
Yeah.
What are some of the other rooms?
Didn't the sound system from the Anteroom end up at Ix? Yeah.
Terry was over there at that point, right?
Yeah. It's been a while since I played
there.
Yeah, Ix was a fun. I've done some fun shows at Ix. Obviously, there's the Southern.
Terry Martin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rest his soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like the vibe of Holly's. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. It's intimate, you know. I've done some, even the Jefferson, done some cool stuff there. It's not with this lineup, but, you know, we're musicians, so we, you know, kind of go where the work is.
You know, go I guess that's true.
We were just in Greensboro.
Out of town.
Yeah. Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've definitely put some miles. You know, we've done things from L.A. to, you know, over the summer of 24, we were in Chicago and, you know,
it's close to
Ohio.
Our whiskey go-go anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we go where the metal is. You know, that's it. We're trying to find places where there's a, you know, a good metal scene and support it by
hard
folks.
To find.
Seems like there's a little spark here right now, right?
The spark, it comes and goes.
There's a little spark.
Yeah, I mean, there's metal everywhere, and there's metalhead fans everywhere. It's find the right venues and, and market and things like that.
In Europe and South America.
Yeah. I mean, it's and that's always been the case. And it's usually been a bigger genre in other places besides the States.
Well, luckily, folks can stream this anywhere across the globe.
Yeah.
Just that throwing that out there.
And they have.
That's true. And they have.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've been fortunate to. I mean, it is nice to have that accessibility to have people be like, hey, we just came out. Obviously, we've sent, you know, Sons of Bannockburn to stations in Scotland and things like that. And so it's kind of fun where you connect with people all over the world just for the love of music.
Well, I want to put a pin in that because networking is definitely an interesting concept. But I guess more music, maybe, if that's something we've got on the table.
Yeah. We'll do a tune. This is not on the new album. This is actually an older tune originally off the Obsidian Dreams album. But it is a live staple of ours because it's nice, heavy. It's got a cool groove. It's a tune called Judgment Day.
All right, Age of Fire, live here in the Rock Hits studio for Live and Local with Judgment Day on Rock Hits 92.3. Live and local.
Without a care. have to run. Fallen, no severe witness. Survival, soul is none. On judgment day. On judgment day.
Stage of Fire live in the Rockhead studio with their Metal du jour. Some sludge, some groove on that one. Absolute madness on the guitar. About 2.5 minute mark. There's more shredding than a crooked accountant who knows the jig's up. The IRS is on the way. They cook the books. A lot of shredding there.
Thank you.
It's a good
Thank
analogy.
You. Yes, yes. That was my inspiration.
Well, were you watching Better Call Saul at that point?
That's right. That's right. Like, what would somebody who's just on the ropes play? This
no
is
cookie.
It.
No cookie.
And so, yeah.
I'm pretty stoked on that one. Unfortunately, got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more live Age of Fire here in the Rockhead studio.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From light years away to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, Hello Comics is your portal to the world of new and vintage comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Hello Comics staff can guide you through their inventory of thousands of comics, along with collectibles, games, posters, and toys. Hello Comics is on the downtown mall and in the Seminole Square Shopping Center. On Instagram, it's at Hello Comics VA. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for the station today is coming from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and is available for your private event, too. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, chilling in the Rock Hits studio and having a great time because I am joined by Age of Fire. And if you guys wouldn't mind just introducing yourselves one more time, letting everybody know what you play.
I am Greg, guitar and vocals.
I'm Bill, drums, percussion.
Rick, bass guitar.
And we've got enough time that we can squeeze in another live one if you guys have one.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do a
chamber, ready to go.
That's right. We'll do one. This is also a little older tune. Kind of also a live staple of ours. That's an homage to the late, great Ronnie James Dio, called Crystal Ball. So it's all dragons and wizards and all that good stuff.
Can't have a local band in and mention Dio and not break this one out, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think if you're into heavy music, I think everybody's been influenced by Dio. I mean, he was king. So
even Taylor Swift
had to do it. Even Taylor Swift, especially.
Yep. Yeah. Could really hear it.
Yes.
Well, let's listen in for that Dio influence here. It's Age of Fire with Crystal Ball live in the Rock Hits studio for Live and Local.
Crystal ball, all will fall.
seems to go forever. Got the seats, fall on never. Got the seats, fight on the wall. Got the seats to the fireball. Fire! Drag a silence to the beast. The dangers have a wizard one. Roll a silence to the beast. To live another day, the crystal ball. All will fall.
Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3, live in the Rock Hits studio with Crystal Ball. And if I'm not mistaken, that one's off Shades of Shadows?
Yes. That was the one that, like I said, came out in 2020, and then, you know, everything shut down. So
I feel like the title, it's almost kind of like a little bit of a, what's the term I'm looking for?
Clairvoyant?
Oh, you get a little sneak peek. Foreshadowing, that's the term. There
okay.
we go.
Okay.
Yeah. COVID?
Yeah, with COVID, yes. I had nothing to do with it, I swear.
No accusations there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, when you're a band and you're working on an album, a project, and then, you know, you're pumped and record company's pushing you and then all this stuff, videos out, and you're like, yes, and the album comes out, and then, poof, global pandemic, and you're like, really?
There are a handful of local bands that were in that exact same boat, too. I'm pretty sure Shagwolf had that happen. Pale Blue Dot had that happen.
Yeah.
A lot of local folks getting ready to drop stuff, and then the world just...
Yeah, it dropped.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Well, on a lighter note, things are back up and running. We got some more music from you, of which we're getting to the portion of the show. Can break out some catalog tracks. Any catalog tracks that you might have in store that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would love to have you guys play a tune, Bats in the Belfry, which is how the album opens up. It's the other instrumental. Super jammy. I mean, we love it. It's a lot of fun to play, especially live. It has a kind of a synth intro. I don't, reminds me of Castlevania, you know, for all the video game people out there. And no, it's a blast. Actually, I think we premiered that here in the Southern, that tune live. So that was kind of fun to test it out. You know, it's always fun when you're writing stuff, but then, you know, you never know for sure how well it clicks until you're in front of an audience. So
good venue for that too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a blast. Made a good time.
All right. Well, let's give that a listen. The opening track from the Forge record out last September. It's Bats in the Belfry, Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Thank you.
It's Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3 with Bats in the Belfry. That is from their record out last September. And another catalog track that y'all might want to share?
Book of Five Rings.
Pretty popular one.
Yeah, so far this is our most streamed tune off the new album, which is kind of cool. It's a little bit of a slower, heavier tune. It's actually based on the great samurai Musashi, his book, The Book of Five Rings. It's a book of strategy and warfare. And the verses are literally just translations of the Japanese, which is kind of cool.
What if you did it in Japanese?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd have to work on that. I'd have to work on that.
Nihongo, what is it? Nihongo Hanashimasuka?
Sure.
No?
I don't know.
I'm rusty, so it's probably not good.
Right.
Whoever's listening is like, oh, no.
Yeah, I can order sake and ask where the bathroom is. That's about it.
Tuere ite moi desu ka. Yes. All right, well, let's give that a listen. I am stoked to check out The Book of Five Rings. It's Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
The world. rings. Master its pages, or you will die. You'll die.
It's the Book of Five Rings with Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3, and sets the bar pretty high because that is a great catalog pick. Getting to the portion of the show where we can show some love for some local bands. Local, a little flexible. If they're from Charlottesville or surrounding areas, totally cool. Anybody that you have in mind?
Yeah, Merciful Zero from Richmond. Their latest single, Harley Davidson.
Yeah, yeah. No, we play with them a bunch. They're, again, just fun band. They're a very fun band. Great musicians. Good writers.
Well, it's a good way to get them on out there. I'm sure they appreciate the support. So let's give it a listen right now. It's Harley Davidson by Merciful Zero here on Rock Hits 92.3 for Live and Local. Merciful Zero with Harley Davidson here on Rock Hits 92.3. I'm Eric Law, the host of Live and Local, hanging out with Age of Fire, and could not be more stoked that I got to do so. Thank you guys again for coming on out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having on. It's been a blast.
Where can people find you after the show? Show support, listen to your music, and maybe see some shows?
Yeah, so we're on the, you know, all the social pages, the digital social pages, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know, most of those you'll see whatever upcoming shows we have. Listening to us, like I said, almost the streaming platforms for sure. The new album, haven't done a physical release yet for that, but that might happen. You never know. But yeah, the social pages are probably the main place to find us.
Well, give them a like, give them a follow. Go ahead and check out their music on Bandcamp and their website. It's Age of Fire here on Rock Hits 92.3 for Live and Local. We'll be back with another edition of Live and Local next month. You can stick around for some ska, punk, you know, the angsty stuff. Morgan's got you covered with Search and Destroy coming up, so keep it here.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.